I do not have a serious bone in my body.
Apparently, I feel trapped in this generation and I'm here to vent.
Are people even going to take me seriously?
I'm definitely hilarious. I'll probably be the only one laughing at myself.
I am Damilare Olushake, and even I don't take me seriously.
Louis over here, and I'm not sure I do either.
Is this thing echoing? Is this supposed to happen?
Welcome to Millennial Heads, where we'll be talking about how messed up we all are and how awesome technology is. Oh, there we go again.
What's up, guys? It's your favorite podcast host. It's been a long time. We took a really long break, but then we're back, I guess. So it's been cool. And while we've been away, a lot has happened everywhere, basically, not just in our lives, not just in our immediate environment, but all over the world. There's been the good, the bad, obviously, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. So stick with us, and we hope you enjoy this.
So were there any, like, was there any good thing that happened this year?
Yeah,
I think from January, February was good. Then from ending of February, it started like looking like, so around February, I was thinking, okay, you know what? It's Asia's problem to deal with. It doesn't concern us.
And we're wrong.
And then it just hit us in the chest, right? Yeah, with like multiple lockdowns and the rest.
Cool.
Like, or even now, like, to travel out, it's even a problem. Imagine the amount you're going to pay for a COVID test, yeah,
right?
And it's ridiculous. I think it's becoming like a venture where those laboratories are excessively charging for stuff like that. What do you think? How was your January to February?
I guess those are the 2 months anyone counts as this year anyways, because like you see a lot of posts where they go like, okay, there was January, there was February, then there was 2021, right? So everything in the middle just gets skipped, right? Because
we can say that like 2020 was the shortest year in the whole of history.
Just 2 months. Right, because we basically didn't live those months. We just existed, right? So I myself, I've been living under a rock for a lot of months now. I've just been indoors mostly. Mm-hmm. I work from home, so that's cool. I go out occasionally to see my loved ones. And
to just peep at the world, and then
it's run back to your cave. I'd be like, oh wow, this is still here, or oh wow, there are people alive, right? It's like an apocalypse, but then it really isn't. And then I'm sure you should have like more of the inside scope because you work in immigration and all those things.
So like, let me just give the listeners like the breakdown of how it was. So from January to February, we were actually meeting to record, and then it came up, and right now we are recording remotely. We don't even need to record. I think that's a plus, because around that time I think I was stopped by SARS, and now I don't think I'll ever be stopped by SARS again. So I think there is some progress somewhere.
Wow. So I didn't hear about that. So it's like, what happened?
Oh yeah, like, man, so you know the airport road on your way to the airport, so these SARS guys, they stop the boat car was in, and then this guy starts like raking the driver. Oh, why did you stop us? Apparently they thought I was part of the normals, the old guys. After the back and forth, they started cocking, like the other guys said, like cocking his, is he a rifle or whatnot? Whatever they carry, the outdated version of a gun. So I told the guy, like, calm down, you just calm down. So I think apparently they wanted to see what I carried in my bag, and I told them no, you couldn't see it. So I think once they went through my ID card, I'm fortunate enough to have an ID card that can spare me the stress from the everyday, unlike other guys. Sure. But at last, I think the guy was like, okay, calm down, and that's how I was let go. So,
That was a bit strange.
Have you not... really strange. Have you ever been stopped by them?
Sas. I think there was this one time.
Yeah.
There was one time, but then it was a really short episode because my mom was in the car at the time, which was my saving grace. So I was driving.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was driving this tinted Venza. And I'm sure, and I was in my NYC uniform. I was on my way to some NYC to something, right? So I had my sister in the car, and then my mom was in the back seat. But of course, you couldn't see my mom because the glasses are tinted.
So tinted.
Just like crossed me and then asked me to stop and then started harassing me, saying, may we know you and things like that. I was like, you may know me. So, like, So, in the midst of everything, I was just like, man, I think my mom can save me. So I just rolled down her windows immediately so that they could see her in camera. And then once they saw her, they just kind of backed up and let me go. Mm-hmm. That was like my only experience and hopefully my only one that I'll ever have. But then it was really short and I was one of like the fortunate ones, fortunately.
Yeah. Fortunate because even though like you might be immune to so and so, there are guys that are not that like immune to these people. So I don't know. So that was January, February. It was actually cool. I thought, okay, you know what, I've set goals for this year, achievable goals, like this was going to happen. Yeah. And then lockdown came and stuff. So I mean, if it was not a good year, but if you look very well, I think you could actually pluck out some lemons to make lemonade with from here and there. Yeah. So for instance, you can sit at home and work. I think around January, February, I was struggling on how to reduce paperwork in my office, and COVID happened and it has been reduced to like 30%. From around 70%.
So how did it happen?
I mean, no one wanted to touch papers from anyone again. Obviously, you don't want to get infected. Yeah? You don't want to get infected. And so... Yeah, everything is automated, electronic.
Right. I would expect that from immigration, I guess. Right, to have like systems in place. I wouldn't expect people to still be passing around papers and things like that. You're just one of the most advanced guys out there.
No, please. Yeah. Nah. And anyways, like it's we have those systems in place though. But I mean, it's good. Yeah. So, even with that, we had some protest sessions, which was, I think, it gave me some hope.
Right. Yeah.
It gave me some hope. And let's see how it goes from there. At least we won like the skirmish. We might not have won the war, but we won a skirmish. We won like the battle in the valley. So at least I'm just here trying to be optimistic. So
yeah, it's a really sensitive topic for me, but at some point in this year I was actually sleeping with a knife, like right on my bedside cupboard, because strange things were happening. And if you saw me at home, you would think, oh, what's this guy doing, right? So I would walk around the house with a knife, right? I would board up my entire house, right? I would lock all the doors of the rooms that I'm not in from the outside, right? So in case someone wants to try and enter through a window or something like that. It's not possible to enter through the window, but then that's how paranoid I was.
Paranoid,
right? Because things were strange. Like, it was really, really strange. They were taking people from their homes. It was crazy. was crazy, honestly.
Before the curfew was announced, yeah, we were at work and we were rounding off from work and my colleagues were starting to head home, yeah. And then my colleague, she had already left and then she came back to the office that she couldn't. They were like mountain roadblocks, hoodlums, and I was like, what the hell? So apparently we had to lodge for one night in like a hotel. So the next day I knew, okay, the lockdown is coming. You know Ibano supermarket, yeah? When I passed by Ibano, there was like, I was seeing panic shopping. Guys were real panic shopping. I was like, okay, you know what? I can't stay 1 month here. I don't know how long this coffee is going to last. So So I started driving. So did you watch Hotel Rwanda? Like, did you see Hotel Rwanda at all?
I may have, but then I'm not quite sure at this point.
Okay, so for those listening, yeah, for you to get the picture, you should watch Hotel Rwanda when the guy was driving through the streets. Yeah, so as I'm driving down, I was going to drive towards the corridor to Yaba, and then so I decided, okay, you know what, my colleague said hoodlums were blocking that path, so I was going to go through Bagada, yeah. And then on going through Bagada, turning back, I could see, you know, like if you're going towards Bagada, it's a slope, so you can see far ahead of you, and then I could just see tires and stuff. I was like, okay, I'm not doing this to myself. So I turned back and decided to follow Yaba. And on driving through, it was like an extreme sport. You're going through the BRT lane. I'm passing BRT lane. For our viewers outside Nigeria listening, BRT lane is the bus rapid transport lane. You're not meant to pass it up. It's just the BRT buses. But given the situation, we're passing through BRT lanes because these guys had mounted roadblocks, service lane and the main lane. So you're switching through the BRT lane to the service lane and the main lane, and then suddenly I got stuck at a point and I had to like tip these guys. I think it was 500 naira. So when I did that, they put the green leaf on my car and then I headed.
Yeah, so it was like passage.
Yeah, like that's like your, exactly.
That's true.
So as you're getting through every roadblock, they're opening it for you because they are obviously seeing the green stuff on your car. And then I got under the bridge and the crowd was so much. I thought I was going to get lynched. So I had my green pass. That's the leaf. So they let me through. And that's how I got on my way. Like,
wow.
It was not funny. Yeah, so that's very strange. So from that experience, you could start imagining what happens in countries like let's say Ethiopia and the likes, what's going on there. Like you can imagine 1%, yeah, because I mean, not that I was safe, but compared to those parts of the world, I was relatively safe. But you could start like the adrenaline pump, all those things, man. So yeah,
I had a similar experience yesterday. I think it wasn't even SARS or anything, it was just regular
was
on the road, right? So this is what happened. Yeah. I was on my way to the island, and then around Murtala Mohammed Way, around that Yaba area, right? Mm-hmm. This task force officer just like stands in front of my vehicle and is like, go right, go right. And I'm like, why should I go right? I'm going straight. Do you get? Yeah. Before I knew what was happening, one guy was tapping my window, telling me to wind down. And then I wasn't paying attention because I've been in traffic for about 3 hours, right? So I was already drained. My mental faculties were begging for help. And so I just rolled down slightly. Man, the amount of distance between the window and then the top of the glass,
like
the gap, wasn't enough for a piece of paper to pass. But then this guy slipped.
And this guy was true.
Like, he slipped his hand through and he opened my door, right? And then he's not a real safety official, right? But then he just keeps telling me, go here, go here, go here. And I don't know what came over me yesterday. I was just listening to him. And then before I knew it, I was being asked to pay 25,000 naira. For what I know, it's very illegal because I didn't break any traffic laws.
Yeah, right? So why and are you paying that?
Pure extortion.
Mm-hmm.
I think partly I was just afraid for my life because the people that live in those areas are not really like people I want to like. I'm not the hustler or anything like that. So I just tried to be safe. If it's 25,000 naira, that will get me gone. I just gave him the money and then I left. At least I have my life, right? But then
So
those situations are
similar experience happened to my dad, but I mean he just kept on moving. He didn't even listen to them. Like, they stop you in front of a junction and they are asking you, why are you stopping there? Like, are you not meant to stop before entering the road? And then this starts for, I don't know where they come from. I don't know. But, man, that's another, like, trouble.
It's all good.
So, even in, apart from the COVID situation, like, living in Nigeria at this particular time is really extreme.
You know, it's an extreme like, sport. Like, you burn calories for just being here.
See, for sitting down in your house, yeah, you're getting anxious and agitated. The inflation, you know, I was trying to analyze. I was doing I was working on a document for someone, and I was trying to analyze the inflation in Nigeria and if it was safe to start a company at this time. And obviously I needed to prove it was safe to start the company here. And so I'm saying, okay, inflation rate is about 14%, but it's projected to come down 13% next year. I'm like, in my mind, what's the difference between that 1%? What difference does it make? You know, you go to a store and let me not say store before it would sound fancy. I would say a supermarket, and you pick 5 items and you're paying 19K. So again, for context to our listeners listening out of Nigeria, that's like $50 for 5 items. That's how terrible it is.
Yeah.
And let's not even start about the, let's not start on heat in Lagos. You know, so the heat is so bad that anytime I see anyone cutting any tree, I curse the person immediately. Because you're causing trouble for me. why are you cutting the tree? I hear people, okay, you're having issues with global warming. That thing is real. You can feel you can feel it anywhere you are. Lagos is hot. I don't think it has been this hot.
So,
except you're not dealing with the heat. But
even the ACs, even the air conditioning isn't working properly anymore because of how hot it is.
See, even the air conditioners, prepaid meters now. When you think of the amount you're going to pay, like in terms of electricity bills,
my electricity you would turn off. Doubled in the last 1 month.
Yeah, of course.
What I could get for like 50K before, it's now 100K. That's crazy. It's not like
you're going to turn off.
Right, and I'm just thinking about it because inflation rates are going up, and then salaries are not going up at all. Cost of living is getting like more expensive, and then the poor people are getting poorer. Yes. Right. So how are we expected to live? How are we expected to go on with all of this? Like, what about the less fortunate people? Like how they? It's crazy.
That's a valid question because, you know, I mean, we are recording in the comfort of our homes with ACs and fans and so on. But what about the guy that is being paid 50K or 70K per month?
Yo.
That is not even, how do you live with that?
Right. How do you buy a bag of rice? How do you even afford a bag of rice to feed your family? had
a bag of rice, it's half your salary.
Yourself even to work, to do the work that you've been paid for, right? And then these people who are seemingly paying you this 70k salary are probably traveling all over the world or sending their kids to like countries to school abroad, etc. And then I'm not saying you shouldn't enjoy the money for the company you're running, but then treat your employees fairly. Right? We complain about the government this, the government that, then we the people that are also as wicked as our government, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
You see someone, your company makes maybe 100 million a year or a month, even. Some people make as much as 100 million a month. You don't have up to 50 people working for you, but then you can't afford to pay them half a million each. Why? Like, what's your excuse? You want to keep all the money for yourself and travel abroad and spend it on women and spend it on drink. It's crazy.
The question I want to ask the government right now is, like, what's the bailout plan for those companies failing? Because from what I can see, taxes are still rising. The tax is still like on the increase. The government is still taking loans. So what's the bailout plan for those companies? Because if they go, people lose their jobs, or people's salaries will be slashed and so on.
Right. Man. The government isn't really thinking about bailout plans at the moment. All they're thinking about is how much they can fill their pockets with before they are run out of office. Right? Because elections are coming again and then everybody knows how risky it is. Nobody knows who's going to win this, that. So all they are concerned about is how much money can I actually steal before I leave Aso Rock.
Yeah. Right?
And it's crazy because what we need now is we actually need leaders, but then we don't have them.
Because I was optimistic about 2021, yeah? And then when you sit back and reflect on the impact of 2020 on 2021, then you understand that guys should actually brace up for 2021. It's not going to be like 2020 is not going to be in the past. It's going to affect what we have in 2021.
Right.
So man,
well, we can only hope for the best at this point, I guess.
See, we have to be as optimistic as possible. If not, you just be in like a deep state of whatnot. I know it wants to be that. But regardless of how bad the situation is, there's still somewhat hope.
Right.
Like for redemption for guys. I mean, during this lockdown period, people picked up skills that they probably never thought of. Plan B's and plan C's open doors, you know.
Yeah.
So if COVID never happened, some people would have never known they could do other things and the likes, or they could make money from other things. Yeah. So
right, even on that note, it was really great because a lot of people that I know now, right, now have remote jobs, not working for Nigerian companies who underpay them, like they're working for US companies in Spain, companies in the UK, and it's great. I'm not disputing the fact that this whole pandemic thing was terrible for a lot of people, but then for some people, it actually opened their eyes to see and open doors for many other people, which is good in my book.
Yeah, but I think in some other episode we should actually talk talk about remote work and working for companies outside. I have a good title for it already in my head, like Exile to Babylon.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. So I think we are running out of time. We don't want to. Yeah, we have seconds remaining.
Well, this was good because it's been a long time. We said, we'll record, but then we haven't actually done it. And it was nice to like just chat about random stuff.
Do you know the twist about this? We released an episode on procrastination.
My shirt being dragged.
I think we also released an episode on burnout. Did we release that episode? I'm not sure.
I'm not quite sure we released it at this point.
I think we hinted it in that procrastination episode. We are back and we are here to stay. So
hopefully.
Yeah. So we'll try and be as consistent as possible and balance time. And yeah, I'm going to personally go back and listen to the episode on procrastination and then get a few more tips on how to manage my life.
Right, that's like your past self, like advising your present.
Exactly.
Self. That's cool. That's like,
yeah, like a time capsule trouble. Kind of. Yeah, like, all
right.
Like feeling of this.
Very cool.
Yeah, like my past self traveling into the future to stop me from procrastinating and making some certain mistakes. Like, man, I should write the plot twist. All right, guys, thanks for joining in. Thanks for listening. Subscribe and keep on this journey with us. And any last word for them?
I have anything to say, just that, just like Lewis has said, try to stick with us. We have some amazing things coming up. We have some amazing things planned. And we are sorry for a very, very long break. But then, like you said as well, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. All right, guys, stay safe. Put on face masks. Wash your hands. What else? just stay safe, guys.
I don't even know at this point. The list is long.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you want vaccines, go for it. If you feel it's not for you, then hang out.
Yeah, don't hang around.
Alright, guys. Yeah.
See you.
Alright, peace.